Hey, are you the researcher I'm supposed to be meeting? Wonderful. I was starting to get worried I had traveled to the wrong spot or something. My name is Clorenne, and I'm the matriarch of the Kasala Hordes. I got your letter saying you wish to study centaurs. I will admit, it's been a few years since we let a researcher into our group. I was a bit hesitant to agree when I first saw it, but after reading your words, well, I could hear the passion in it. I was shocked to see that a human had taken such an interest in our way of life. You're currently studying our hierarchy and how we function as a society, correct? Well, as long as you keep an open mind, you're going to do just fine. Fine. As you can imagine, centaurs do things a little bit different from humans. Considering our size alone, it's not like we would be able to fit in traditional homes or anything. You're okay with sleeping in tents, right? Just wanted to make sure you weren't too good for us. It's not going to be easy spending the next few months with centaurs roughing it on the roads. Did you remember to bring everything that you would need? Very smart of you to pack lightly. We are going to be constantly on the roads. As nomads who aren't really able to fit in with the rest of humanoid society, we have had to get creative with how we survive. We roam and travel, never staying in one place for too long. There has been more than enough times we have worn out our welcome. We know nothing good comes from staying in the outskirts of a town for longer than a week. Humans tend to get a little fussy sharing resources. It's going to be quite a difficult few months for you, little human. You're going to have to get used to living without all those creature comforts that you have gotten used to. Do you think that you're ready for it? Seems someone is determined to get the authentic centaur experience. That's good. That's really promising. It's really, really nice to see someone who is passionate about centaurs. We're seen as some of the less desirable monsters out there. Since you've been reading up on our kind, would you like to experience the traditional ride back to camp? You're telling me that in all your years of research, this has never come up? Wow, no, it's nothing bad, it's kind of unexpected. I'll explain it to you. When welcoming a new person into the Horde, the person must prove themselves capable of handling a centaur. We establish this by tying said person underneath the body and then having the cock fuck you while the centaur runs all the way back to camp. Every step forward will push the cock into you. Every step backward will have it pulling out. You have permission to come as much as you need during this ride back to camp. From where I came from, it would take roughly 15 minutes to get here. You're lucky with that. There's been some journeys that are a week long. Now, you don't have to accept the offer, but I figured I would make it since you are here to study centaurs. You want a completely authentic experience, don't you? Then what do you say? Would you like to experience the traditional ride back to the Horde, little human? Then undress for me. Those clothes are only going to get in the way. What I'm wearing around my lower half is a special harness designed specifically for this process. What's going to happen is you are going to climb inside it once you're fully naked. It's going to make sure your hole is in the perfect position for my cock to penetrate over and over and over. Absolutely no effort from me. Looking so good standing there. Feeling the sun against your bare skin. Come closer, little human. Come climb into the harness. There's no reason to be nervous. I've got you. It's going to feel really good. I promise. I've never had any complaints before. Oh, there you are. Get settled in the harness for me. Oh, you're doing good. Might be a bit nervous, but that's okay. Anything new that's worth doing is going to make you a bit anxious. All those feelings are going to disappear soon enough. Going to replace them with excitement. You comfy? Then let's get started. Going to start off slow. Just a nice little walk. Yeah. Getting you used to the feeling. I know this isn't something you've ever experienced before. I mean, how could you? It's not like you've ever had the chance to talk to a centaur before this, have you? I didn't think so. We usually stick to our own kind. Haven't had a lot of good experiences with humans in the past. Maybe you're going to change that. Oh, just listen to your noises. Letting out little gasps as my cock slowly moves in and out of your hole. Every step inches it just a little bit deeper. Don't worry, you're going to take it all. I'll make sure of it. That's it. You're doing so good, letting your hole stretch so perfectly around me. Straining to take the whiff, but you're doing it. Keep going. My large cock is seated completely inside you, moving with every step. It feels good, doesn't it? Whole clenches around me as a response. Don't even need to speak. Your body is so eager to respond. So excited to feel this. Can't believe in all your years of research and all your attempts to become a centaur expert. You have never come across this. Does it feel good? Is it better than you imagined? Looking down, you can see the bulge in your stomach from where my cock thrusts inside. Fucking you just how you like. Nice and deep. Yeah. Going as slow as I can to make sure your body can take it. You're going to be stuck like this until we get back to the hordes. Going to ride in the camp with you impaled on my cock. They're going to hear your moans from miles away, aren't they? Oh, it's okay, sweet one. No one's really expecting you to have composure. Not when you're impaled on a centaur's cock for the first time. It's just so big, so thick. And you're so small. So little. Trying to take it all the way. Trying to show me how good you can be. Someone's definitely trying to impress me. Trying to prove that you have what it takes to be part of the Horde. It makes me so happy to see how quickly you adjust to something like this. Only makes me harder. I won't lie, you're starting to feel really, really good. It's getting harder to to keep my composure. You just, the way your hole feels, it's so good. Are all humans this tight, or are you just that fucking good? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Oh, making me feel real nice. Keep it up, little human. Maybe if you're lucky, you'll make me come too. Your hole is tight enough. Clenching around me like your life depends on it. Like you need it more than you need air. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, if you need to come, you can. Let it all out. Don't hold back from me. If you need to let go, you can let go. It's not going to stop me from running. Not going to stop me from continuing to fuck you. Oh, yeah. That's it. You're doing such a good job. Taking me so deep as your whole aches from the stretch. It feels so good to be full, doesn't it? Let's hope I didn't ruin you for humans. You're going to need a cock this big in order to feel something, huh? So tiny, strapped underneath me. Your entire body is just the length of my torso. You're so small. It's amazing how you're able to take something this big, that you're able to handle it. You're just so little. Oh, fuck. Still a little bit away from camp. If you're that desperate to come, you can do it again. You can come as much as you need to. You can even touch yourself if you want, if that's what's going to push you closer to the edge. You can come as many times as you need. There's no limits. Want you to feel good. Want you to enjoy the tradition. Maybe if you'd like it enough, we can do it more often. It'll be nice to have a human in the Horde. Can already tell you're going to be getting a lot of use, aren't you? Oh, fuck yeah. You feel good, but it's not enough to make me come. Not yet, at least. You're going to have to try harder if you want a cream pie, sweet one. And that's what this is all about, isn't it? You want to be full completely. It's not enough to have my cock inside you, thrusting with every step I take. No, you need fucking more, don't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck that. Oh, yeah. Gonna feel you squirming underneath me, trying to take the cock deeper. Do you want more? Is this not fucking enough? and beg for its nuts. Let me hear just how desperate you are. Keep going. Let's see if this feels better for you then. Since you're so desperate for more. A little too greedy, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Is this pace better? Feeling the cock move even faster? Fucking you deeper? Yeah, and that's it. You're loving this, aren't you? Oh, just listen to those noises. Can barely keep them to yourself. That you're grateful that we're out here in the woods alone. That nobody from your town can hear how much of a slut you are. I bet they wouldn't even be shocked to see you like this. Died underneath a centaur. Taking my cock like your life depends on it. This is where you're happy. All your research led you to this very moment. Oh, getting closer to camp now that I'm running. It means the cock fucks into you faster, making you feel better, doesn't it? Oh, placing your hand over your stomach. You feel the bulge from the tip of my cock, realizing just how deep I'm inside you, how deep I'm fucking you. It only pushes you closer to the edge. I'm amazed you're able to take it like this, considering how small you are, slut. It's a miracle that I fit all the way inside you, that your body can accommodate me. If you need to let go again, you can. I know I'm so big, fucking you so fast. It's almost too much. Overstimulation setting in as tears start to streak down your face. Can only imagine how sexy you look right now. Clenching around me, making me feel good. He let out another moan, letting your orgasm take over. Oh, it's okay. Let it all out for me, little human. Do you even remember what orgasm that was? Does it even matter? You feel too fucking good. Not able to get a break. My cock keeps fucking into you. Keeps making your stomach bulge. I get closer as you grip around me. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, yeah. Got a vice grip on my cock. Almost like you don't want to let it go. Grateful for the harness now, aren't you? Not even close to camp yet. You're gonna have to handle this a little bit longer. Going to have to keep taking it like a good slut. You're going to show me why you're so interested in centaurs, aren't you? Wasn't purely academic, huh? Would see the drawings of us on the page and feel yourself get turned on. Wanted to experience a centaur for yourself, didn't you? Oh, so honest. Moaning out your yes as you reach down and start stroking yourself. Just look. Trying to match it to my thrust. Oh, you're so precious. So fucking good for me. I didn't expect to be so proud of you, but here we are. It's difficult to keep up with my thrust, isn't it? I'm running so fast. You're taking the cock just as roughly, just as hard, feeling it every inch. Going to be left with a gape at this rate, aren't you? I haven't even been given a chance to catch your breath or enjoy any of your orgasms. You're just overstimulated, crying, barely able to form words. Losing track of your orgasms will do that to you, won't it? It just feels so good. You've never been fucked like this before. Never been taken apart so thoroughly. Completely lacking composure, lacking dignity. It doesn't suit a slut like you. Not when you want to be fucked by a centaur so badly. Oh, getting closer to camp. My cock leaks a bit of pre inside you, giving you just a sample of what you want. Don't worry. If you keep this up, just like this, it's not gonna be much longer. Oh, I don't normally come during these, but you, you feel too damn good, making me lose my mind despite getting closer to camp. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's the spot. Fuck. Right there, sweet one. Yeah. Yeah, you're doing good. Determined to make me come, aren't you? Not going to be happy if you don't get filled with centaur, come on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck. Work your hips. Help me get closer. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good slot. Keep it up. Keep going. Oh, fuck. Getting closer. Are you going to come again? Going to come with me, sweet one? Oh, shaking underneath me, writhing in pleasure. It's too much for your small frame to handle. You're feeling so tiny. It's okay, little one. Let go. Oh, fuck. Lowering my gallop to a walk. Oh, as we get closer, I'm needing a moment to regain my composure. Oh, you just felt so fucking good. I really don't normally come from this, but you... You're the exception, aren't you? Nodding your head, yes. You're still breathing heavy as my cock slowly fucks into you. Tears stream down your pretty face despite your best attempts at composure. It just feels so good to be so full. To be stretched around my cock like this. Luckily for you, we're almost at the horde. Did you see that cherry tree we just passed? That means we are approaching. In another minute or two, we will actually be there. From there, you will be able to climb out of the harness, or, if you want, one of the other centaurs will help you out. Just in case your legs might be jello, you have been put in a compromising position for the past 20 minutes. From there, I will have my assistant show you around. She's going to introduce you to everyone and explain the basic rules of our society. We are a matriarchal one, meaning we do things a tad bit different than your kingdom. For starters, we don't have things like cops patrolling the streets to make sure you're following the laws. We don't even have laws, really. Mostly just generic rules that everyone should follow. Nothing crazy if that's what you're worried about. It's just, you know, be nice to people. Don't steal. Don't rob someone. Don't provoke humans. Simple stuff like that. If someone happens to break that rule, well, the punishment usually fits the crime. Whether that's a few spanks on the ass or having to spend a whole day on leaf shifting duty. We try to make it fair. And trust me when I say this, you don't know true pain until you've had to do leaf shifting duty. All the leaves start to look the same and they're all green and then you rip one. It's just the worst. So as long as you follow all the instructions, you won't have to experience it, right? Yeah. Looking up ahead. Ooh! Do you see those horse-like figures? That's where we're going, little human. Are you excited? You should be. From what I've gotten to see of you, you are going to fit right in. I don't think I've met a human as enthusiastic about centaur culture as you. It's a nice change of pace. I'm not even going to lie. Maybe things are starting to change for the better if you have such an open mind. Now, hold on tight. I'm going to speed up so we can get to the horde quicker. Don't let go, sweet one. It's going to be a little bumpy.